From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading Last Hanging at Paradise Meadow by Stephen Bly. Now, let's begin with Last Hanging at Paradise Meadow. Chapter 1. I never could do this. Brennan fumed to himself as he stared into the mirror. Couldn't I just wear a bandana? Oh no, that wasn't good enough for Miss Velvet Wendell. You simply must wear a tie, she pouted. Look at that. Half of it hanging down like a horse's tail, and the other looks like it was a flag blown in the breeze. Stiff shirt, clean fingernail. Why do weddings have to be so perfect anyway? Stuart Brandon stomped back across his bedroom at the Davis and Wendell Hotel. The 12-foot by 12-foot quarters, with a window on the main street of Tres Casas, New Mexico Territory, had been his home for over 5 months. His spurs jingled, and his boot heels banged as he paced around the room. Spurs, he muttered. She didn't say anything about spurs. Well, Miss Wendell, he addressed the mirror once more, I'm wearing spurs to the wedding, and that's that. He wiped a smudge off the mirror with his white linen shirt sleeve and stared closer at the image. A man turns 30, and suddenly there's gray hair at the temples. It's these cold winters, that's what it is. I ought to be down in that Arizona sun. I don't belong up here. Brennan picked up the Chinese silk vest with rounded, notched lapels and embroidered gold design. He fumbled with the brass buttons. Only faro dealers and tonic salesmen would wear something like this on purpose. He gave a yank at the cinch in the back of the vest and drew it up so tight that the buttons puckered. Now look at this.